Welcome to day 193 of the story that changes everything. Our readings for today are Isaiah chapters 31 through 33 and Psalm 81. Here are some thoughts to guide your reading for today. Chapter 31 is the fourth chapter in a row that opens with the Hebrew word for woe or doom. This short chapter reiterates the now familiar theme that creating an alliance with Egypt is a fool's errand. Judah's only hope is God. What is unique in this chapter is that it shifts from just a critique of Egypt to a critique of a dependence upon militarism. A common theme in the Old Testament is that Israel is not to trust in chariots and horses for their ultimate security. That's the primary judgment of this chapter. Egypt depends on horses, chariots, and riders. They do not look to Yahweh for help. So for Judah to rely on Egypt is then also an act of finding their ultimate hope, even as God's people, in the strength and power of military might, and not in the Spirit of God. Chapter 32 looks forward to a change in the regime of leadership. Many scholars assume that Isaiah's hopes in this chapter are on Hezekiah to rule in ways contrary to his father Ahaz's leadership. Other scholars think he is just hoping for a good and still yet to be revealed king in the future. Or perhaps Hezekiah serves as a model for the ideal hoped-for king. The chapter acknowledges that regime changes do not come easily, even one that moves from father to son. Those whom Isaiah pictures as unjust fools or the arrogant living in opulence benefited from the old system of Ahaz, the old system of exploitation. They won't want the forces that gave them power to go away, but Isaiah assures them that that system will go away, and in its place, a new kingdom of peace and righteousness will fill the land, allowing the people to live in security. Chapter 33 returns to starting with the word woe or doom, the fifth time in six chapters. This chapter, in cryptic language, describes and hopes again for the overcoming of Assyria's threats. The prophet pictures the fears and the sadness that Jerusalem, referred to again as Ariel in the text, the sadness that Jerusalem will face under the threat of Assyrian violence. But God will rise up and the sinners will become terrified of the unique presence of God dwelling in Zion. In the end, God will restore Jerusalem and the Lord will be a righteous judge. The Lord will lead the people and the Lord will be king. What was taken from the people will be redistributed among everybody, including those who are the most needy. The psalm for today, Psalm 81, contains many of the same themes that we read in the Isaiah text. The God who was at work in delivering the people from Egypt is also at work saving the people from Assyria. New empire, same God. I love the cries that come from the mouth of God in verses 13 and 14. How I wish my people would listen to me. How I wish Israel would walk in my ways. Then I would subdue their enemies in a second, and I would turn my hand against their foes. This whole section of Isaiah is a repeated call to learn to trust in God, how God wishes we would learn to trust Him. I'm reminded of that wonderful line in the great hymn, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." This is the line I love. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. That's the hope of the text for today, that we would be given the grace and strength to trust God more. Our next set of texts imagine more of the great reversal that comes with God's judgment. We're reading Isaiah chapters 34 through 36. I'll talk to you tomorrow.